Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Live from Los Angeles and Las Vegas,
it's the PHP,
the Perez Hilton
Podcast,
with my man,
Chris Booker,
it's Booker, baby,
and the one and only world famous Perez,
the Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hi guys, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker, of course, that is the one and only Perez Hilton. How are you?
I'm good. We're talking some Taylor Swift today and also her squad, Selena Gomez and others. We're going to get to Doja Cat, which we haven't spoken about in a while. The Kardashians. I'm sorry. A little Britney. BravoCon and more. But first, I have a lot to share because I've had a very busy few days. But before I get into that, how are you?
Nothing to report. I dicked around the house all weekend long, hauled some rocks in. That was backbreaking, but nothing to report. How was BravoCon? Did you go?
We'll get to that later in the show.
Ooh, okay.
But first, I did go, and you might all have not gotten the full context if you didn't listen to our Patreon show on Thursday. I started that off real sad because I was having major FOMO not going to see Kylie Minogue in concert at her new Vegas residency. Thanks to my friend Melinda Sheckles, who I think listens to our podcast, I went as her guest because they have a very interesting setup there. I went, and it's not traditional seating. It's more of like an old school showroom with banquettes and little tables.
Like a supper club.
Exactly. So she's a very connected person in Vegas and they gave her a table and I went as her guest. I was happy to be her plus one.
Did you behave yourself?
I did. And I could not have enjoyed her show anymore. It was so intimate. Like the venue only seats 1,000 people. And at one point, Kylie even got on top of our table and performed spinning around on top of our table.
That's cool.
And then Kylie's manager ran up to me. Well, didn't run up. Like she saw me and came up to me is what I meant to say. And sort of apologized because she said that things had been so busy and so hectic and that she saw a request come through and didn't get back to me. And I said, well, I'm here as a plus one tonight, but I want to come back on my own. So,
do you know Kylie? I don't know if I've asked you that.
I've met her, but we're not like friends.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if like it was like an old relationship from back in the day, like an Adele type thing.
Kylie's been famous since the 80s.
Yeah, true.
She never needed me for anything, but I've known her since the first time I met Kylie was 2007, and she's always been so kind. I've interviewed her a ton of times, and I've always been a big supporter. I loved it. The only critiques I had were she really left you wanting more. Mm-hmm. Like, it could have been a good amount longer. It was somewhere around 77 to 79 minutes.
That is a little short.
Yeah, it's tight. It's tight. But, you know, better to leave you wanting more than not, I guess.
I agree.
Katy Perry does like an hour 45. Adele does 2 hours. U2 did theirs long. And these tickets are expensive for people that are paying. So hopefully she maybe adds some more songs. And the other note that I had as a hardcore Kylie fan was, it was very much 2000s and beyond Kylie, like only two songs from the 80s, 90s era, which was also surprising. But I'm so glad I went. I also made it to go see Dita Von Teese at the Horseshoe. She's got a new residency there. I think it's probably maybe like 700 seats. So yeah, I loved it. If you love burlesque, Dita Von Teese is the queen of burlesque. Very classic, but it also felt edgy. There was some, like, there was this bondage routine that was like very sexy. So check that out. And finally made it and took my family to the Sphere to watch the Darren Aronofsky film, which I like that they didn't rely too much on the screen. And actually, for some people, maybe a little too much, my mom got sick.
I remember when Universal opened up Harry Potter, they had that same problem. Like, a lot of people were getting sick on the ride. It's too overwhelming. It screws with your head a bit.
There is this feeling of motion because it's right. Kind of like that ride in Disney's
Soarin' Over California.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like that
ride. It is so weird because that ride, you essentially lift up about 8 feet. You feel like you're flying. It's such a mind F with your senses. It really is.
It's that, but like 100 times bigger and more intense. They even have these wind machines on the floor. They're blowing wind, the sound, and the chairs, there's like a slight vibration at points. The film, some people might be turned off by it because it's, you know, about climate change. It's like, we have to go to a fucking other planet because we ruined Earth.
Don't worry. Earth will shake us off before that happens.
But the scenes from Earth are just spectacular. I'm so glad I went. That was my epic wild weekend. But like, let's pull back for a second. The same weekend in Las Vegas, you had Adele, Usher, U2, Kylie, Dita, Hozier, Liz Phair, and Doja Cat. They were all headlining at some place in Vegas. Like, Vegas is so poppin'.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
And let's get to Doja Cat in a second, but first, so Doja Cat was in Vegas this weekend. She was headlining at the T-Mobile Arena, and I like her music, but I don't like her as a person, so much so that I have zero desire to go see her show. My friend did go, though, and reported back to me. I think she was being too kind, or maybe she's just easily pleased, because she said she enjoyed it. However, she did complain that Doja Cat did not change outfits one single time, which, you know, is very much keeping in line with her, like, just rebelling against being a pop star thing that she's been doing recently.
I don't think I'd ever notice if an artist changed their outfit or not. It's like, I'm just there for the music.
I would, especially in a big production show like that.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it was a big production show because I didn't go see Doja Cat, but disappointing.
Costume change is about 10th on the list of things I care about at a concert.
Also, my mom was very excited when I told her that Ricky Martin had a message for her. I hit up Ricky Martin and I asked for tickets to his show with Pitbull and Enrique Iglesias. And I told him that I was taking my kids. And he asked about my mom. And I said, oh, she couldn't go because she's going to be out of town then. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, all right. So that was very nice for her to hear that. In more music related news on the Patreon, I shared with you projections for Taylor Swift's new album, the 1989 re-record, and you were not very impressed.
What do you mean I wasn't very impressed? They were kind of on point for what I thought they'd be. Number one, and
yeah, but
screams, it's not sales.
You're wrong. I now have the breakdowns. You're going to be motherfucking impressed because I know how much physical product she sold.
Well, she sells albums, right? No, I mean physical. Like actual vinyl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where the number's going to come in. That doesn't impress me. She has a lot of fans. They buy anything she puts out.
That doesn't impress you?
The amount of fans that she has is mind-blowing, of course. And they will literally buy any piece of shit she puts out. Anything. Not saying that that's a piece of shit. I'm just saying they'll buy anything. And they don't even have record players.
Taylor debuted at number one with 1.653 million equivalent album units in the United States. Whenever Booker hears equivalent album units,
it doesn't mean anything. It just means
fine.
That there's a lot of fans. That's
okay.
It. Everyone checked it out. I checked it out. 500,000 of those plays are happened in this house.
Okay. Let me break it down for you with actual physical sales. Of those 1.65 million units, she sold 693,000 copies on vinyl, which is a record for vinyl.
That's impressive.
This is also the biggest opening of Taylor's career. Oh, and did I forget to mention? Yes, I did. In addition to 693,000 copies of vinyl its first week, listen to this. She also sold 554,000 physical CDs. So do the math.
Nobody cares.
Okay, fine. But to your point, you can absolutely compare physical products sold today versus physical products sold 10 or 20 years ago.
You can, but like I said, it's a different consumption now. It's a different... First of all, vinyl wasn't even being made for a lot
fine.
Of years. So what? There's a collector's item attached to it. I mean, that's what it is. People aren't listening to those. They're just putting them up on a shelf. They don't even have record players. She has a ton of fans. I think that's been established, and they will literally buy anything she puts out. That's amazing. But what does it mean? It doesn't mean anything except for she has a ton of fans.
It means you can literally compare physical products sold now versus physical products sold like in the 90s when CDs were huge.
You had artists like Backstreet Boys debuting over 2.5-3 million for a week and NSYNC. I mean, the numbers were insane back then. Actual sales, actual no bullshit albums.
She sold over 1.1 million of actual
That's
sales.
That's a good number.
Good
but like
number.
I said, half of it isn't even listen to.
What difference does it make if it's like you're counting it as music
when it's not music? You may as well say they bought a poster. They bought a poster. They're not listening to it.
It's just a different thing.
Like I said, she has a lot of fans. It's impressive how many fans she has. But put your pom-poms down. It's not like, you know, these are all new people or something. It's the same people.
You're ridiculous. All right. Speaking of Taylor, I love that she and Travis Kelce are still going strong. In fact, his team played in Germany over the weekend as part of this NFL thing where they play overseas. Mm-hmm. I don't even know who they played. I don't care. But
they played Miami, which is a pretty good team, and they beat them well. And it was the first weekend in Frankfurt. They're going to do it again next weekend with two dog shit teams. But it was really cool to see a game in Germany. They seem to be very into it.
They're doing two weekends in a row in Germany?
The NFL is, not the Chiefs.
Why two in a row?
Well, they did 2 weeks in a row in England, and they did 2 weeks in a row. But England was weird because Jacksonville played 2 weeks in a row there, which was kind of weird. Maybe Miami's playing 2 weeks in a row there. I'm not really sure who plays next week. It's the Colts and somebody. I remember hearing it, but I was watching the game with like one eye open. It was literally 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, because they do it live.
Yeah, yeah. So it was like 6:30 in the morning here. It's like no one sees it on the West Coast. I just happened to be up.
Well, People Magazine did a post about the Chiefs. Yeah, there we go. I'm like, what fucking team does he play for? The Chiefs winning, and he got some new record. Like, I think, what is it? Most?
He's got the most passing yards he passed any other Chief in the franchise history.
And Taylor Swift liked that post. Taylor liked the post. Well, especially because, you know, I love it when, like, celebrities pretend like they're too cool for social media, and then you see Taylor Swift liking a post from People Magazine about her boyfriend, you know, breaking this record. So that was sweet. She did not go to the game, though. She was in New York City hanging out with her famous pals, including Brittany Mahomes and Sophie Turner and Selena Gomez. They were all hanging out. And Selena Gomez, I love her. And I can also call out somebody when they put their foot in their mouth.
What did she do?
Selena, a few days ago, said that she was quitting social media or quitting Instagram temporarily, you know, taking a break. She said she was taking an Instagram break, but it was very dramatic. She was very upset because a few days prior to that, she shared an Instagram story post on her thoughts about the situation in the Middle East. And a lot of people were giving her crap for her take, which her take was very, like, not even political. It wasn't political. It was just more like peace and protecting innocent lives. And why would you fucking hate on that? Like, I don't get that. Like, why would she post it? Because she wanted to. Why? I don't think there's anything wrong with posting it.
I don't think there's anything wrong, but you're just opening up a can of worms for absolutely no reason.
Well, because a lot of artists are being asked to comment on it, and they're being expected, and people are disappointed if they don't speak on it.
What are you supposed to live your life worrying that other people want you to post on social media, which means absolutely nothing, less than nothing? Why put yourself through the torture of having to put up with these morons? Damned if you do, damned if you don't. And if you don't, they really can't say anything because there's no take that they can extrapolate if you don't put any words to it. I would just ignore.
But it's so upsetting to me that, like, if you don't get exactly what you want, you're going to attack somebody. Like, to me, there's nothing to attack for somebody saying, I just want peace and I want innocent civilians protected and this and that. Like, there's nothing negative about that.
Yeah. Well, those people are losers.
Well, the funny thing is, literally a day after Selena very dramatically said, she said she was deleting the app, okay, from her phone. But it was more of just like taking a break, okay? She misspoke. The day after that, she was seen doing what Taylor Swift did, and she liked a post from SZA. So she clearly hasn't deleted it from her phone and isn't really taking a real serious break on Instagram.
She took a nap.
She took the shortest fucking break. 20 hours or so. I love her, though, so it's all good. And she did nothing wrong, so congrats to her for just living her life. Congrats also to my friend Kat Graham, by the way. She's got a new book out. If any of you want to learn more about her journey, she shares a lot and it's very inspiring, I think.
I don't even know who that is.
She was on The Vampire Diaries, which was a very popular show for a certain age demographic. Mm.
Just an actor, musician?
She also is a musician as well. Yep. Mm. Very talented, very beautiful, very kind.
All right.
Also, in addition to all of those singers that were performing in Vegas this weekend, BravoCon was happening at the same time. A lot of your favorite Bravo celebrities were there and some were not. And what's interesting to me is one of the big topics of conversation that I saw that got brought up repeatedly in various panels and discussions was Bethany Frankel and this whole reality reckoning.
She made a lot of good points. I did read a lot of that stuff.
I disagree. Tell me one good point.
She makes a very valid point when she talks about Andy Cohen just having these women fight against one another while it's just women tearing down one another while Bravo makes money off of it. And, you know, it's really not doing a lot for women's sake. And I can't disagree with that.
That's reality television. Were these people ignorant to what they were signing up for?
Well, it's a point that's valid is all I'm saying. I'm not arguing with you of that point. I've made the point before myself on this very show. It's lowest common denominator TV sometimes in the fighting and the slapping and the name calling. I wouldn't say it's very adult at times. It's very childlike watching these shows. And look, people like it. I get it. I understand the point she was making. That's all.
The overwhelming majority of people attending BravoCon, and I saw them because I was at the Paris on Friday for a little bit as well. And there's the Vanderpump a Paris there. And that was like such a line to get in. That's Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant. The overwhelming majority of people in attendance at BravoCon that watch Bravo shows are women. Mm-hmm. I would say maybe like 80% and then 20% gay men. All right. Mm-hmm. So women are consuming and love this content of women tearing down women. And they will continue to watch it.
No one's saying that they shouldn't. And I don't think Bethany's even saying that they shouldn't. I think she's just making a point, which happens to be valid. That's all. It is lowest common denominator. You know, it's teaching younger women to say, wow, this is okay to behave this way. And you can't tell me that there's no societal effects of these kinds of shows and this kind of behavior rubbing off on people of a certain intelligence. And I'm talking a lesser intelligence. I don't disagree with her.
I don't.
There is a point to that.
I don't think so, you know, because reality television has existed the way it has since the early 2000s.
Yes. Do I think that society has went downhill since the early 2000s with people's behavior and their entitlement and the way they act out on planes and the way that, yes, I actually do believe that society is going the wrong direction. And do I think that a small part of it might have to do with the crap that they're consuming on TV and this lowest common denominator behavior? I do. I absolutely do. I don't think that's even a stretch.
All right. Well, I disagree with a lot of Bethany Frankel's points myself. And obviously, so do most of the people or all of the ones attending BravoCon. Also at BravoCon, another topic of conversation that I thought was interesting was NeNe Leakes. Andy Cohen specifically was asked about her and if she could ever make her way back to Housewives. And he didn't even mention her name, which I respect because he literally threw back at her what she said, which was he reminded everybody that a few years ago, NeNe Leakes told Andy to keep her name out of his mouth.
So that's what he's doing.
That's what he's doing. And he gave like a generic answer when asked about NeNe Leakes about, you know, I have space in my heart for everybody, blah, 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 blah.
I was going to say, I watched him. He's very good. He's very diplomatic in his answers when people, you know, there is an element of gotcha attack questioning on the stage, especially when it comes to Bethany Frankel and such. And he is very diplomatic in his answers and very thought out and articulate and really a great speaker. So I enjoyed watching him, you know, navigate those waters. It's like an athlete.
Which is a little bit boring, though.
That is the point, how well he does it. It's like an athlete when they ask an athlete a direct question and they're like, well, the team did a great job today. It's like, you didn't answer the question that was just asked.
Exactly. I need a little spice, you know, like I saw this other clip from a panel where they were interviewing on the stage. The New Jersey Housewives. Mm-hmm. And I love it. Like, these Bravo fans are fucking insane in the best way. Or like I said, you know, they consume this content, which is a very specific volatile content. So they ask sometimes really explosive questions. So this one woman went and asked one of the newer Jersey Housewives, who doesn't even register to me. She said, how does it feel to constantly be up Teresa's ass? Like, you're such a kiss ass. Blah. I'm like, I fucking love that. And then that fucking woman, like, literally got up from out of her chair and like, got real heated. And, like, I'm like, I thought she was going to go attack the other woman. I love it. Then, like, another highlight was one of the housewives got her expensive shoes stuck in the escalator. That was hilarious. Kyle Richards was talking about her husband, Mauricio. And this is really interesting, especially for, you know, the Bravo fans. Mm-hmm. So Kyle Richards was being interviewed on the red carpet and she had a slip up when talking about her husband. They're separated. That's all they've announced. Kyle was talking about what a difficult year this has been for her. And she mentioned this, and then she mentioned her divorce, and she used the D word. She said, divorce, my divorce. Mm-hmm. She's not divorced.
Meaning pending divorce.
But she never announced that they were divorcing. All that she announced is that they were separating. They're still living together.
Oh, so she inadvertently announced that it is official that they're getting divorced. But isn't she dating somebody else?
She's rumored to be very friendly with this female country music singer.
That's what I thought. Kind of the writing's on the wall, right? I mean,
yeah.
If she's, quote, friendly with somebody else, it seems like her other relationship is over.
And speaking of Kyle, Mauricio has once again been spotted out on the town with his Dancing with the Stars partner, Emma Slater, mm-hmm. once again, arm in arm, you know, maybe just very friendly partners.
I watched the clip of them talking about it on Dancing with the Stars. I think that they've figured out that they could milk this and it's getting them headlines. I don't know. I just didn't feel the heat between the two of them. You know what I mean? Like, they're great dancing together. They do a nice job and he's really come along, I think. But I don't know. I think that he is in that world and he understands a headline and this is it. Why not play it up?
And finally, with regards to BravoCon, it made, how do I want to phrase this? Heather McDonald was not asked to participate in BravoCon either.
Really? Isn't this her wheelhouse?
It is. So that, you know, that was surprising. Huh. Maybe they were upset because she had her own show on Saturday night during BravoCon weekend. She did a show at the Venetian. She's not petty like me. I wasn't asked to do anything in BravoCon, so I just didn't go. She still went. She went and showed face because she's also, you know, she enjoys like a Sally Field soap dish moment where, you know, you go and you get all this attention. And then, of course, she was like videotaping people getting excited to see her and yada, yada, yada. Also, a quick little update for anybody that was following. If you were following, you've probably heard there was all this drama with Heather McDonald and this woman, and she'd borrowed some earrings and she'd mm-hmm. lost one of the earrings and she gave the woman money when she lost the earrings. Well, now, all these months later, Heather, it turns out, found out somehow. I don't even know because I'm not paying that close attention.
Right.
The earrings were fake. So. Much ado about nothing.
It's still funny, though.
It is funny.
Somebody's making a big deal about it. It turns out they're just fake earrings.
I know. Also, congratulations to Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian. Baby Rocky is here.
Oh, I didn't even see that. Congrats.
You didn't see that?
Oh. I missed that.
Congratulations. Kourtney just gave birth. And after the big pregnancy scare and in vitro procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Also, speaking of the Kardashian-Jenners, Northwest is very... Well, we spoke about North Thursday on the Patreon show, mm-hmm. which you really should be signed up for the Patreon show, y'all. Patreon.com/Perez Hilton. Mm-hmm. But on the Patreon show, we talked about North being on the cover of this magazine by herself. And now North continues to not just get headlines, but it's kind of weird. It's weird. She gets headlines and is getting people talking about her on social media. And just the concept of that is weird to me.
How old is this kid?
10. People on social media are commenting on and dissecting what a 10-year-old says.
Hmm.
So North was complaining to her mother and expressing that she enjoys staying with their dad more because Kanye lives in an apartment and Kanye doesn't have a chef or a nanny or security. And North prefers that. I'd rather fucking live with Kim, all right? Give me the chef. Give me the nanny. Give me everything. Yeah. But I wonder now, like, that North blew up their dad. Like, he's going to have to get security now. What the fuck?
Nah, he probably has security. The kid just doesn't know.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Oh, good point. A little bit of some Justin Timberlake news. His NSYNC bandmate, Lance Bass, wants everybody to just let it go. He wants people to forgive Justin. Lance says, "Everyone has their own opinion. I feel like the world is so full of hate right now, and mm-hmm. we need to practice a little forgiveness. Britney did. Let's take a note from her. Everyone deserves to tell their story. She did, and I hope the fans can find some forgiveness." Did I miss the point where Britney forgave Justin? I don't remember that happening.
Seems like she threw a lot of shade at him in this book. Yeah, I don't see any forgiveness either.
I don't see it happening, but what do you all think? Do you forgive Justin? I also think a lot of his fans might be upset, but they're still going to go see him in concert.
Yeah, I think it's what you say. We've always known he's kind of douchey. You know what I mean? That's it. Outside of that, there's no, quote, forgiveness. She's not my niece. I don't know her. It's just a dumb plot line from some silly high school that I didn't go to is essentially it. And I can't get too crazy about it. Ultimately, I think Lance's message is right. Come on, can we just get over this? Like, it's been so many years and they were kids and God knows what really happened. One person's tail versus another person that's not talking. So I don't know. It's all a lot to do about nothing, I think.
Release your memoir, Justin. We want it. All right. And more music related news. This upset me. I mean, she's persnickety and a curmudgeon and a character, but the way she handled this, I think, is very rude and disrespectful to her fans. Lauryn Hill, very popular in the 90s and still a loyal following.
The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill is one of the greatest albums ever.
Yeah. She was in Los Angeles over the weekend. Did you go to that show?
I did not, no.
She was in LA and she has this habit of perpetually being incredibly late
yes,
to all of her concerts.
Thing. Yes, she is Madonna.
Yeah, and she had enough. She told this crowd in Los Angeles, "You're lucky I even make it on this stage." No, bitch, they're not lucky. They're paid patrons. They are paying you to provide them a service. And if you're late, you're doing a bad job at your service. You are a service industry professional.
Part of her brand is being late. And fans get it, I guess, which is interesting, to say the least.
Also, more music-related news. The widow of Aaron Carter is suing on behalf of their one-year-old, suing doctors and pharmacies for wrongful death.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And I don't know the likelihood of a possible win because I'm not a lawyer.
I'm not a lawyer, but I'm going to go ahead and set the bar at zero.
But I will say this. If for whatever reason this Melanie woman does win, I pray to God that a trust is set up for the son and some smart and caring person manages the trust because I don't trust her managing the trust. So just putting that out there and hopefully a judge or somebody listens. Let's end things on a positive note. Congratulations to Armie Hammer. Speaking of Lance Bass and forgiveness, I mean, it's not my job to forgive Armie Hammer, but I do believe in redemption and that everybody can be better and do better. He's returned to Instagram after his scandalous last few years. Mm-hmm. I wish him well. And finally, remember how I mentioned all of those artists that were performing in Vegas this weekend? Mm-hmm. There was also somebody else that was performing in Vegas this weekend. It was star-studded. Katy Perry also was in Vegas this weekend with the very last shows of her residency.
Oh.
After 2 years, it just ended. And there were a lot of celebrities in attendance to the very last show of Play at Resorts World on Saturday night, including Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden, Celine Dion. And it made me so happy to see Celine out and about twice in 1 week.
That's great.
We mentioned on the Patreon show that she was spotted at a Vegas Golden Knights game.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in Vegas, and that was the first time that she'd been spotted in public in 3.5 years. So now she's been spotted twice in 1 week. I don't want to infer anything, but if you go from like not being in public
twice in a week going out, sounds like maybe they got her medicine right, or
yeah,
you know, they figured something out, or rehabilitation's working or whatever's doing. Good for her.
I know. I'm praying that that is the case. Also, I read that Celine is working on a documentary, so I'm very excited to hear from her directly in her words, and let's take some calls.
Hi, Booker. Hi, Perez. This is Monica calling from the Central Valley of California. I was calling about Britney Spears. I'm just wondering how much is really credible that is in this memoir. I feel like Britney really has some issues going on. And so if we take all that into perspective and the way her life's been going, how much is really credible that is in this memoir? And also, I wanted to give a shout out, Booker, today. Your personality on the Patreon show was amazing. Everything you said was spot on. I love it. Also love that Perez is there for all the shenanigans and always goes with the flow. Keep up the good work, guys. I love the Patreon. Best $5 I spend every month.
Aw, thank you.
Nice little plug.
I'm gonna just guess she's talking about what you went on your ridiculous Kardashian tirade.
By the way, that everybody agreed with. The entire Patreon board. No. Not one negative comment about it. Not even one.
Haters.
No one's a hater. I just call it like I see him. Yet you have to get the Patreon to hear what we're talking about.
Patreon.com/Perez Hilton.
Hi, this is Alex from Alabama. Just wanted to talk about the Keith Lee stuff.
Oh, okay.
I personally have been glued to TikTok watching all these reviews.
Like, let me pause this person just so you can set up, because it was on the Patreon and some people didn't hear it. Can you kind of reestablish that?
Sure. This big creator on social media caused a lot of drama when his usual shtick is he reviews restaurants. And honestly, I don't give a fuck about what anybody else thinks about food. Like, I don't even get...
Right.
I mean, I get it. The main reason this guy's popular is because people like his personality and they like the way that he makes videos. Mm. He gives off this air of authenticity, which is cultivated and strategic, I think. Mm-hmm. Everything he does is for an effect and a reason. And he went to Atlanta and there was drama repeatedly. And specifically, he went to visit this one restaurant and he got upset that he was given special treatment. He doesn't want special treatment. Right. He wanted to wait an hour plus, but when they saw him, they weren't going to seat him in 5 minutes. And like, he called them out on that. And like, that's just ridiculous. You're not going to change the world or even the restaurant industry.
What?
The workers are taught to give famous people and rich people and athletes special treatments.
It's true.
That's just how it works. And that's not, and you're not going to change that.
It's how the world works. You don't even have to say restaurants. It's how the world works.
Yeah. And I personally think that he's just going on this rant because he thinks that's what his audience will eat it up. And they did. They did. So anyways, go back. So on to our call.
Okay. Well said. Here we go.
His food to go is because he is so well known, especially now amongst like restaurants and, you know, up and coming restaurants. And that's why he orders the food to go, so that they don't know he's coming and they don't treat him special. He doesn't want to be treated special. He wants to be treated like every other customer. So he usually will get his wife or his sister, whoever, to pick up the food, order it, all that. And he doesn't tell them that he's coming so that he can honestly review the food, their service, so on, so forth.
Yeah, to your point, it sounds very cultivated, because Perez and I made the point last week, judging food from to go. Come on. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Come on.
I watched all of his Atlanta videos, but I've been to Atlanta quite a few times, and it really is like that. It is almost impossible to get a seat anywhere without a reservation.
That's any good restaurant. I hate to tell you. I mean, any good restaurant, you just can't walk in. You got to have a reservation, because it's good for a reason. People want to go.
And especially if you're in a densely populated area.
Right.
Like Atlanta.
Let's wrap it up.
We'll see you next Monday. And if you want to treat yourself to a holiday gift, get our Patreon, patreon.com/Perez Hilton. If you have any calls, you want to call us, 800-721-1185. Have a wonderful week, and thank you for listening.
Well said. Take care, everybody.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.